So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishna and Prabhu to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and time to all of us. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena of Maharashtra, and text number 15. Evam Vijagriyanu Matanu Vritta Dharma Pradhananyatamo Vitasya Rasvena Kalena Guruopayatan Drashtasi Siddhan Anurakta Lokaha. Translation and Purpose by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Vishnu continued, My dear King Prithod, if you continue to protect the citizens according to the instructions of the learned Brahmana authorities, as they are received by the disciplic succession, by hearing from master to disciple, and if you follow the regulative principles laid down by them, without attachment to ideas manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of your citizens will be happy and will love you. And very soon you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as for Kumara, Sanak Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. Purport. Lord Vishnu advised King Pritho that everyone should follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Then in whatever capacity one remains within the material world, his salvation is guaranteed after death. In this age, however, since the system of Varnashram Dharma is topsy-turvy, it is very difficult to strictly follow all the principles. The only method for becoming perfect in life is to develop Krishna consciousness. As Varnashram Dharma is executed from different positions by different men, so the Krishna consciousness principles can be followed by everyone in every part of the world. There is a specific purpose in mentioning herein that one should follow the Dvijagriyas, the most prominent Brahmanas like Parashar and Manu. These great sages have already given us instructions on how to live according to the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami have given us rules and regulations for becoming pure devotees of the Lord. It is essential, therefore, to follow the instructions of the Acharyas in the Parampara system, who have received the knowledge as passed down from spiritual master to disciple. In this way, although living in our material condition of life, we can get out of the entanglement of material contamination without leaving our position. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, therefore, that one does not have to change his position. One simply has to hear from perfect source. This is called parampara. And follow the principles for practical application in life. This one can attain the highest perfection of life, liberation, and go back home, back to Godhead. In other words, the change required is a change in consciousness, not in the body. Unfortunately, in this fallen age, people are concerned with the body, not with the soul. They have invented so many isms pertaining to the body only, not to the soul. In the modern age of democracy, there are so many government representatives voting for legislation. Every day, they bring out new laws. But because these laws are only mental concoctions manufactured by inexperienced conditioned souls, they cannot give relief to human society. Formerly, although the kings were autocrats, they strictly followed the principles laid down by the great sages and saintly persons. There were no mistakes in ruling over the country, and everything went perfectly. The citizens were completely pious. The king levied taxes legitimately, and therefore the situation was very happy. At the present moment, the so-called executive heads are more or less selected from materially ambitious persons who simply look after their own personal interests. They have no knowledge of the Shastras. In other words, the executive heads are fools and rascals in the strict sense of the terms, and people in general are Shudras. This combination of fools and rascals and Shudras cannot bring out peace and prosperity in these worlds. Therefore, we find periodic upheavals in the society in the form of battles, communal riots, and fratricidal quarrels. Under these circumstances, not only are the leaders unable to lead people to liberation, but they cannot even give them peace of mind. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that anyone who lives on concocted ideas without reference to Shastra never becomes peaceful and does not attain happiness or liberation after death. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I hope I am audible for all.
Yes, Prabhuji.
So today we are discussing from Canto 4, the creation of the fourth order, chapter number 20, Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Prithu. Text number 15 we are reading. We have seen till now in the 19th chapter, in the previous chapter to this, Lord has appeared in the horse sacrifice which was performed by Prithu Maharaj, and that was the 100th sacrifice which he was performing, and we saw very clearly there that Indra came, he stole the horse, and after that Prithu and his son, they were ready to kill Indra, but then Brahmaji appears on the scene, and Brahmaji consoled Maharaj Prithu, and then Prithu listened to the instructions given by Lord Brahma, and so actually he stopped that 100th sacrifice. And because of that, so we can say that it was not the 100th sacrifice which was performed by Prithu Maharaj, but it was sacrifice of his opinion that I want to perform this 100th sacrifice, and aligning his opinion with the opinion of his superiors, that is Lord Brahma, so that actually acted as an instrument to please the Lord and make him present in the sacrificial arena. So Lord appeared there in that arena, and what did the Lord say? So the first thing the Lord said to Maharaj Prithu was, forgive Indra, and because he had admitted the mistake, and you are my devotee. So, from verses 3 to 12 in this 20th chapter, which we are discussing today, so from verses 3 to 12, the Lord talked about the knowledge aspect. He talked about the soul, body, and super soul. These three things he talked about, and how knowledge leads one to the process of bhakti later, that he talked about. So basically, a whole philosophy Lord spoke, that when one understands the difference between the body, soul, and the super soul, that person will not be affected by the modes of material nature, and he will be equipoised in any situation in his life. And then from verses 13 onward till the verse number 16, Lord is giving Prithu Maharaj few personal instructions. In verse number 13, Lord actually gave four instructions to Prithu Maharaj to follow. The first one was, he said, treat higher, intermediate and lower entities with equality. Samaha samano tama madhyama adhamaha. The second instruction he said, sukhecha dukhecha samaha, means be equipoised in happiness and distress. The third instruction he said, cha jitendriya ashayah, control one's own mind and senses. And then the fourth instruction he gave was, Veera, O hero, Akhila Loka Rakshanam, please protect your citizens. And why one should protect the citizens, Lord talked about in the next verse, that is verse number 14, which went like this: to give protection to the general mass of people who are citizens of the state is the prescribed occupational duty for a king. Because you are a king, it's your occupational duty now. And by acting in that way, the king in his next life shares one-sixth of the result of the pious activities of the citizens. But a king or executive head of the state who simply collects taxes from citizens but does not give them proper protection as a human being has the result of his own pious activities taken away by the citizens. And in exchange for his not giving protection, he becomes liable for punishment for the impious activities of his subjects. So that was maybe the verse which you had listened to yesterday, verse number 14. So 13th verse gave four instructions to Prithu Maharaj. Lord Vishnu personally gave four instructions to Prithu Maharaj. And what we are discussing today is a part of that instruction. And in the 16th verse, Lord will say that I am pleased with you and ask for a boon. And then after that, Prithu will start speaking to the Lord. So, throwing some light on today's verse, this was just the background for today's verse. So today's verse translation is, my dear King Prithu, if you continue to protect the citizens according to the instructions of the learned Brahmana authorities, as they are received by the disciplic succession, by hearing from the master to disciple, and if you follow the religious principles laid down by them, without attachment to ideas manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of your citizens will be happy and they will love you, and very soon you will be able to see already liberated personalities. Siddhan. So, what the Lord is saying, that Dvijagra Anumata Anumutta. Dvijagra means the foremost Brahmanas. Dvijagra. Agra means the foremost. Dvija means Brahmana. Dvijagra means foremost Brahmanas. Anumata means the process which is approved by them. And Anuvruttaha, it means which you have received through a proper disciplic succession. Then what will happen, that rasvena kalena gruhopayapan, when you go home and when you follow the orders given to you by those people, by topmost brahmanas, in regards to dharma pradhana, in regards to the religious course and conduct, then what will happen, the first thing which will happen is anurakta lokaha, the citizens will love you because you are protecting them. And the second benefit which you will obtain by following this instruction is drushtati siddhan, it means you will soon see great saints in the future. Drushtasi siddhan. So these two benefits you will obtain when you follow this message given by the foremost brahmanas and you rule according to their instructions. Srila Prabhupada has very elaborately explained this verse, a very elaborate purport, and basically Srila Prabhupada focuses on three aspects of a kingship in this purport, which we have read. So the first aspect, basically the entire purport is into three paragraphs, and these three paragraphs throw light on three aspects. Basically, the practical application, what is being taught in the verse today. That is the beauty of Srila Prabhupada's purport, that he can relate to the happening event to our everyday life, the life which we are living. So it is not that these things which have happened thousands of years ago, they are not relevant to us. They are rather, as the Kali Yuga is progressing, they are becoming more and more relevant. And what Srila Prabhupada tries to do in his purport is that he appeals the readers to just contemplate on the what the storyline is teaching you, and he makes us reflect into the situation we are living today. So what kind of situation we are facing today, what kind of life we are living today, and what is being expected of us to live by, and the gap between these two, what is expected of us to follow and where we are at present. So the scriptural standards and our standards, and by not being able to live up to that standard, what kind of things we have to face in our life, that is what Srila Prabhupada presents us. So the very first thing, the first theme in today's purport is Srila Prabhupada is talking about the Varnashram Dharma. And the Parampara system. So the first thing Srila Prabhupada is talking about, that Lord Vishnu advised King Prithu that everyone should follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Then in whatever capacity one remains within the material world, his salvation is guaranteed after death. That is what Srila Prabhupada says. Now, following the Varnashram system, actually Lord Krishna himself is the founder of this Varnashram system. In Bhagavad Gita chapter number 4, verse number 13, Lord talks about this. Chaturvarnyam maya srushtam guna karma vibhagashah tasya kartaram api mam vidya kartaram avyam. Chaturvarnyam maya srushtam. This Varnashram system has been created by me. Maya srushtam. And based on what? Guna karma vibhagashah. Based on the guna and the karma. Karma means activities. Guna means in which mode the particular person is situated in. Guna karma, what kind of qualities that person possess. Guna karma vibhagashah. Krishna is not saying janma vibhagashah, based on birth that has, varna and ashram has to be decided. No. Based on guna and karma. Now this whole system of varnashrama was there so that based on the psychophysical nature of a person, the person would function in the society. And Srila Prabhupada would always give the example of our own bodies, that we have a head which act as a brahmana to give vision, to give direction to our life. We have a brain. So this head or the brain acts as a brahmana. When someone attacks us, what our immediate response is? We try to defend ourselves with the help of our hand. So Srila Prabhupada used to explain this analogy, that our hands act like a kshatriya to protect our body. And our belly acts like a vaishya, doing business, taking something in, giving something out, so business. And our legs, they serve entire body. So they act as a shudra. So in our body itself, there are these four divisions. This is the simplistic way to understand varnasram actually. So if asked which is the most important part of the body, then we can't actually separate that, and the legs are more important than hands. All the parts of the body are equally important, and we can't tread even a single part of the body for the cost of the other part. So all the parts are important. Similarly, in varnashram, each and every order in the society is important for, because the social, it's a social body, and for the proper functioning of the social body, as per the psychophysical nature of the people, we need this varnashram system. And even one person at different times of the day, according to the profile the person has, can be said to be in any one of the varna or the ashramas. Just to give an example, now when I am reading a book or giving a class, then it's a brahminical thing which I am doing. And when I am administering doing some administration of the temple activity, managing it, then I am playing the role of a kshatriya. When I go and purchase some things for the temple, maybe bringing donation for Janmashtami, purchasing the sabji, bargaining with the vendors, then that time I am acting like a vaishya. And when I am sweeping my floor, then I am acting like a shudra. So in the vision of the Lord, everything is equal. All the services are equal. So through these two examples, that various activities which we perform in a day, and what Srila Prabhupada is to give the analogy of our body compared to the four one other ashram, we understand that this varnashram system is equally essential to mold people's psychophysical nature according to their tendencies and helping them move ahead in Krishna consciousness. Now, why this varnashram was given? The answer is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ataha pumbir vijasreshta varnashrama vibhagashah sunushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. What is the ultimate purpose of this varnashram actually? Ataha pumbir vijasreshta varnashrama vibhagashah. The whole society was divided into varna and ashrams. It had the purpose. Sunushthitasya dharmasya. So that everyone could follow this path led down by for this one ultimate purpose of pleasing the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord, haritoshanam, for the pleasure of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada then in the next line itself he says that, but in this age of Kali Yuga, we know that janmana jayate shudra, everyone is like almost like a shudra. Since the system of varnashram dharma is topsy-turvy, it has become topsy-turvy, it is very difficult to strictly follow all the principles. So all the principles cannot be followed, and the only method for becoming perfect in life is to develop Krishna consciousness. That is what Srila Prabhupada is saying. And as varnashram dharma is executed from different positions by different men, so the Krishna conscious principles can be followed by everyone in every part of the world. So this varnashram system, these four varnas and four ashrams, would cover everyone in the society, from the lower rungs of the society to the topmost rung of the society. Similarly, what Srila Prabhupada is saying over here, that when this Krishna consciousness movement also can be followed by everyone in any part of the world, everywhere. So So this is the first thing what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about the Varnashram Dharma. As I talked about, Srila Prabhupada is going to throw light on three aspects. So the first one was Varnashram Dharma and comparison of Krishna consciousness to it. Second thing Srila Prabhupada throws light on in this purport is the parampara system. Srila Prabhupada says that there is a specific purport in mentioning herein that one should follow the Dvijagraha, the most prominent Brahmanas. Srila Prabhupada writes and gives the example of like Parashar and Manu. And these great sages have given us instructions on how to live according to the principles of Varnashram Dharma. And Srila Prabhupada further says, similarly, in our bhakti tradition, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they have given us rules and regulations for becoming pure devotees of the Lord. So Dvijagrahas. Dvijagrahas means the foremost Brahmanas. So in our Sampradaya, we have Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami as foremost Brahmanas, we can say, because we are called as Rupanugas, those who are followers of Rupa Goswami. So they have given us rules. And Srila Prabhupada further states, very nice statement, it is essential, therefore, to follow the instructions of the acharyas in the parampara system who have received the knowledge as passed down from the spiritual master to a disciple. So the knowledge is transferred from guru to disciple, to his disciple, to his disciple, and there is parampara, like Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduho sa kale neha mahata yogo nashtah parantapa. He says that as the time flows, the knowledge which I had given previously seems to be lost in the process of this flow of passage of time. Evam parampara praptam. So to establish that it has come down now in the form of parampara. Imam Rajarshayo Viduhu. So I gave the knowledge and then he says that Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Abhyam Vivasvan Manave Prahamanu Rikshvakave Brahma. How in a descending system of parampara the knowledge has been coming down and now the same knowledge I am presenting to you. So this is the importance of parampara, what Srila Prabhupada is pointing out. And that message that what has been coming down in the parampara is available even to us today. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very hope-giving statement in this purport. He says, in this way, although living in our material condition of life, we can get out of the entanglement of material contamination without leaving our position. I repeat, in this way, when we follow the message in the parampara, in this way, although living in our material condition of life, whatever condition of life we are living in, we can get out of the entanglement of material condition without leaving our positions. So whatever positions we are in, we have to be in that position, just connect ourselves with the parampara, with the mood of parampara, and follow the rules and regulations and the instructions. As simple as that. In Srimad Bhagavatam, so there is a verse, Jnane prayasu mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sita shrutigatam tanuvam vanobir ye praya shojita jito yasitaistri lokyam. Ajita, the Lord who is unconquerable, can be jitaha, can be conquered. By whom? Jnane prayasa mudapasya. The person who has given up, udapasya means to give up completely, who has given up prayas, he has given up all the endeavors to acquire knowledge, but he just bowled down, namanta eva, jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. Whenever the pure devotees of the Lord are talking about the katha of Lord Krishna, bhavadiya vartam, स्थाने स्थितः श्रुतिगतां तनु वां मनोभिः. सो वी जस्ट हैव दे हु आर जस्ट सिचुएटेड इन देयर पोजीशंस विच आर आश्रम विच आर स्टेटस ऑफ लाइफ दे आर सिचुएटेड इन दे जस्ट बो डाउन देयर रिस्पेक्ट्स टू इवन कृष्ण कथा विच इज बीइंग स्पोकन. सो बाय जस्ट बोइंग डाउन टू द कृष्ण कथा दे कैन कॉन्कर द लॉर्ड इन देयर हार्ट. So this is being said. So we don't have to give up our position. We just have to, you know, bow down wherever the Krishna Katha is going on and pure devotees, Jivanti Sanmukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam, they are discussing about Krishna. Many times people have this fear, and mainly in Krishna consciousness, many times people are reluctant to enter into the process of Krishna consciousness. They have this fear in their heart. What is the fear? The one fear they have is that my attachment will go away to whatever I am doing now. I still remember when I used to go to meet one of my friends, I had gifted him a book, Laws of Nature by Srila Prabhupada. And like, you know, people have this custom that in their living room, in their hall, they keep newspapers, magazines on the desk, so that anyone who comes, sits in the hall, they'll just go through whatever is kept on the table. So this book was there, lying on the table, and almost all the family members they have read, except the brother of my friend. And once I just went there for following up, how is everything, and did anyone read the book? So everyone had read the book, and this brother of my friend, he had not yet read the book. I asked him, why didn't you read? Didn't you get the time to read? And he said, no, I have ample time at my disposal. And then, why didn't you read? And then he said that if I read that book, I'll have to give up my knowledge, and therefore I don't read. So he had this fear in his heart, which was lingering, that if I read, then I'll have to give up. Because my friend has already given up eating non-veg and started practicing Krishna consciousness in months. And looking at his brother, he was taken aback. And he was saying that maybe I'll... So the fear of giving up one's own attachment, so therefore people don't come to Krishna consciousness much, or they don't commit themselves to the process of Krishna consciousness. But what Srila Prabhupada is saying, that we can get rid of all our entanglements without leaving our position. So we don't have to leave our position. Just to give an example, people have this second fear in their hearts that I'll have to give up everything and join your temple. So it is not like that. So I give the example to such people that when you see Arjuna, Arjuna was actually wanted to give up the battlefield and run away from the battlefield and do something else other than fighting. But Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna heard all those messages, all those shlokas given by Lord Krishna. And in the end, what happened? The result was that Arjuna fought the battle. And he not only fought the battle, but he became victorious. That was. And the last verse of Yatra Yogeshwarah Krishnah, Yatra Patho Dhanurdharah, Tatra Srir Vijayo Bhutir Dhuvani Tirmatir Mama. So Sanjay expresses his opinion that whenever there is Arjuna and Krishna, there has to be victory. So Arjuna became victorious after following the instructions given by Lord Krishna. So similarly, I tell those people who say that we'll have to give up everything to come to the process of Krishna consciousness, I say no. And Srila Prabhupada also used to say that we don't have to give up anything, we have to add only one thing, that is Krishna. So when we add one thing, Krishna, so we have one zero, Srila Prabhupada used to give example, we have another zero, another zero, and another zero. And if we add one more, the value will be still zero. But if we add one in front of all the zeros, then all the zeros gains value. And even if you add one more zero after that, that will also contribute to some value to that number. So therefore, we don't have to give up anything, but ultimately we have to add this Krishna element in our life. Then we can get rid of all the entanglements without leaving our positions. So this people's fear is, we can say, is baseless. And we have proof for this from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime as well. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, so we read this in Madhya Leela, in 7th chapter, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in traveling in South India, and he was inundating the entire world in the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami narrates the pastime which happened with a Kurma Brahmana. So this Kurma Brahmana, he was influenced by the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. And Aneka Prakara Sneha Bhiksha Karaila Gosai Rasheshanase Vamshe Khaila. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great affection and respect. He fed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all kinds of food, and the remnants of the food were shared by all the members of the family. And then the Brahmana began to pray to the Lord. Oh my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma, and his very lotus feet have come into my house. I am more fortunate today. Mora bhagyara sima nayaya kaha aji mora shlagya haila janma kula dhana. My dear Lord, there is no limit to my great fortune today. It cannot be described. Today my family, my birth, my riches all have been glorified. And I ask for one benediction. What is that? Krupa kara prabhu more yanto masange sahite na paridukha vishaya tarange. What do you say? Krupa kara prabhu, my Lord, kindly show your mercy unto me. Krupa kari prabhu more yanto masange, because Lord was traveling and he was going ahead in southern direction. So he said, yanto masange, I want to come with you. I want to give up everything. Why? Sahitena paridukha vishaya tarange. I can no longer tolerate the waves of the misery in this materialistic life. I'm not happy. I want to give this up, everything. And yam tumar sange, I want to join you in the preaching mission. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't allow him to give up his position. Prabhu kahe aichi baat kabhuna kariba. What Prabhu said? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said? Prabhu kahe aichi baat kabhuna kariba. Don't speak like that again to me. Gruhe rahi Krishna naam nirantara laiva. So he gave instructions to this Kurma Brahmana, which applies to all the grihasthas in society. Gruhe rahi Krishna naam nirantara laiva. What he said? Better you remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. And Srila Prabhupada very in the gist of these instructions, right in the purport, it is not advisable in the age of Kali to leave one's family suddenly, for people are not trained as proper brahmacharis and grihasthas. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the Brahmana not to be too eager to give a family life. It should be better to remain with his family and try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly under the direction of the spiritual master. And this is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if this principle is followed by everyone, there is no need to accept sannyas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very famous instructions is given in the next verse. Yari dekhe tarikah Krishna upadesh amar agya guru haiya tare desh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and in this way become spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this world. So Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking everyone to become guru. Amar agya is my agya, my order to you. Guru haiya, you become guru and tare desh, and liberate all people on the land. And do what? yaar dekha hai tara kahe krishna upadesh whomsoever you meet and you see talk to them about krishna upadesh means bhagavad gita and shrimad bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada translates so Srila Prabhupada again gave that you know this is sublime vishnu international society of krishna consciousness many people come to inquire whether they have to give a family life to join the society but that is not our mission Srila Prabhupada writes one can remain comfortably at in his residence and we simply request everyone to chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and if one is little literate then one can read Bhagavad Gita Shrimad Bhagavatam that is so much better so Nama Sankirtan and preaching the message so that is what is being talked here so through this we can understand that yes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed this Kurma Brahmana to be situated where he was and just chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and spread the message and preach everyone this message of Krishna consciousness and make them devotees And Srila Prabhupada writes very nicely, in other words, the change required is the change in the consciousness, not in the body. And therefore, he has named the society International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, there has to be a change in consciousness of the person who are preaching as well as those who are following, but not the external change that is being talked about much here. Like bathing, we say there are two types of bathing, external and internal. Whenever there is word shuchi, Srila Prabhupada says two types of cleanliness. External and internal, and the internal is more important than the external. And because the people are not concerned much about the consciousness, they have invented so many isms pertaining to the body and not to the soul. And then the third most important point Srila Prabhupada is bringing out here in his purpose is the modern day scenario or we can say the x-ray of the modern world there is no peace there is no happiness in the society though we are living in a very very sophisticated society we have luxurious homes we have multi-lane highways we have high-class buildings, we have secure jobs, and we have all kinds of facilities to improve our eating, sleeping, mating, and depend. But still, there is some pinprick in the society which is felt. And the beauty of Srila Prabhupada is that he takes out the x-ray of the society and presents in his purport. What exactly is happening and how can we relate to the Vedic culture? Now, there are two persons, person A and person B. This person A seems to be externally very good looking, handsome. Person B is not that handsome, not that good looking. Person A, though very handsome and good looking, when x-ray of the chest is taken, there is some flaw in the x-ray. There is infection in the lung and there is kidney failure. But the person B, seemingly not very attractive and handsome, but x-ray of that person is taken out. And everything is fine. Kidney is functioning properly, lungs are fine, everything is fine. Now, whom you will say a person to be in the state of good health? Person A or person B? So person A, though externally seemingly very beautiful, good looking, attractive, but there is some problem in the x-ray. And person B, though seemingly not so good looking, not so attractive, but x-ray is perfectly fine. We will obviously say person B is in greater health. So when we compare the x-rays of these two people, then we can compare their health status. Similarly, today's age is compared to A, wherein we have everything attractive, everything cozy, good looking. But when you take out the X-ray of the society today, more people are unhappy. Number of diseases are increasing. Number of people committing suicide, that is increasing. Number of people getting divorced, that is increasing. The prison population of all the countries is always on hike. On the contrary, when you look back to this person B, which we can say maybe in terms of Vedic culture, externally they were not so advanced. They didn't have computers, they didn't have high-tech gadgets, electronic equipments. But when the X-ray was taken, the people are satisfied, self-sufficient and happy. And what was the reason behind that? That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the last paragraph of his purport, the third thing which he is saying, the X-ray. I call it the X-ray of the modern society given by Srila Prabhupada. In the modern age democracy, there are so many government representatives voting for election. So what Srila Prabhupada is saying, in the name of isms, which are created based on the body, not on the soul, that people are bringing out different laws today. The rulers, they are exploiting people, levying taxes, but they are all illegitimate. And people themselves, they are shudras. So because of Srila Prabhupada says that everyone has given up scriptures, and therefore Srila Prabhupada says we find periodic upheavals in the society in the form of battles, communal riots and fratricidal quarrels. If you just happen to open the newspaper of any day of any country, you will find something or the other which is mentioned here by Srila Prabhupada in his purport. Upheavals in the society in the form of battles, communal riots and fratricidal quarrels. These three things Srila Prabhupada mentioned, and every newspaper is filled with these things. And under these circumstances, not only are the leaders unable to lead people towards liberation, but they are not even able to give them the peace of mind. So actually the leaders in the society that are supposed to lead people towards liberation. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that forget about liberation, they are not even able to give them the peace of mind and happiness in this world. Now, what is the reason behind this? Srila Prabhupada explains in the last line of his purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that anyone who lives on concocted ideas without reference to the Shastras never becomes successful and does not attain happiness or liberation after death. So this is basically a translation of one verse from Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 16, verse number 23. यह शास्त्र विधि उत्सृज्य वर्तते कामकारतः न स सिद्धिम् अवाप्नोति न सुखम् न पराम गतिम् यह शास्त्र विधि उत्सृज्य एनीवन हु गिव्स अस द विधि और द प्रोसेस गिवन इन स्क्रिप्चर्स वर्तते कामकारतः बट ही जस्ट एक्ट्स व्हिमसिकली बेस्ड ऑन हिज ओन कॉन्कॉक्टेड आइडियाज वी कैन से स्वविधि माय विधि and not the Shastra Vidhi. Yaha Shastra Vidhi Uttraja Vartate Kamakardha Nasa Siddhim Avapnoti. That person will not attain any kind of perfection. Na Sukham, he will not be happy. Na Paramgatim, he will not get a good destination. So I say, I have made acronym of PhD. So the person who gives the scriptures, he will not get PhD. Perfection, happiness and destination. Good destination. Perfection, happiness and destination. So there is no perfection, no happiness, no destination. So you can say that there is no PhD. A person can get perfection, happiness and destination when a person rejects scripture. And anyone who had tried to improve the condition of society based on his or her own concocted ideas, that society has failed, that person has failed. Just to give an example, Ravana's example from the scripture Ramayana, he had this swavidhi, my own concocted idea. What was that? I want everyone, whoever will do sinful activity should go to heaven, and the punyatmas, they should go to hell. That was his idea. Swavidhi, my vidhi, that is my vidhi. But ultimately what happened to him, we know his fate. He died at the hands of Lord Ram. And then all his efforts were baffled and shattered. So scriptures actually, they give us the path to advance in this life as well as in the next life. So the scriptures act as an instruction manual. We have manuals, we have standards set, right? We have many standards, like we have international standards. In India we have ISO, Indian Standard Operating Procedures, and many standards are there. So the things are carried out as per standards. So similarly, bhakti has to be followed in a proper systematic format given by the standards, and we have scriptures. And what Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the first paragraph, in the parampara system we have received those standards as they are. So when we connect ourselves to the standards, and in our Gita courses, preliminary discussion with new people, we tell them this example that when you purchase a washing machine, you get a manual. We call that instruction manual. So to operate the washing machine, you have to read first the instruction manual, from where to open, where to put clothes, how much temperature to set, from where to pour the washing powder, for how much time duration you have to do that, what should be the speed for which types of clothes, and everything is there in the manual. Now when a person wants to invent and concoct his own ideas, he rejects the given instruction manual and follows his own procedure, like, I'll do this. Then first thing which will happen is his clothes will be shattered, they will tear apart, they'll not be cleansed and dried. And the second thing which will happen is maybe the machine, you will create some havoc in the operating of the machine as well. Maybe the cloth may get stuck somewhere. It will not best function. So similarly, when we live scripture, don't live by them, then these two things happen. We are impairing our own lives first of all, and we are baffling the purpose for which this world is created. So cloths are getting shattered, disheveled, and the purpose of washing machine is not fulfilled. So similarly, our lives are shattered, our peace of mind goes away, we don't attain the goal of life. And second, the purpose of creation, for which the creation has been created by the Lord, the ultimate prayojan, the ultimate objective, is not fulfilled, and the society is in chaos. What Srila Prabhupada writes, you know, that in spite of all this, whether democracy or whatever kind of things we have in our life, Srila Prabhupada said we see number of battles and upheavals, communal riots and fratricidal quarrels. So this purpose is baffled. So these two things happen when we give up scriptures. Our lives are baffled and the purpose or the society is shattered into pieces. And there is no peace of mind to anyone, and people cannot live happily. So to live happily, at least, we need scripture. And therefore, 16th chapter, which is Daivi Asura Sampad Vibhaga Yoga, last verse, Krishna says that, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavasthitav Jnatva Shastra Vidhanuktam Karma Kartum Iharasi. Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te, considering scriptures and the standard, Praman, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Akarya Vyavasthitav. One should know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Karya akarya vyavasthita jnatva shastra vidhanuktam. Know these scriptural statements. Karma kartum iharasi. You should behave on this planet. You should live based on these scriptural instructions. Make them as the pramana. And when that is done, we can all live very happily. And that was the mission statement given by the Vedas. Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kashchit dukkha bhag bhavet. No one should be miserable, no one should be happy, everyone should be happy. Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, no one should be diseased. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu, everyone should see auspicious things in their life. And this can happen only when people lead their lives based on instructions given in the scriptures and which are available to us in the form of parampara. So we can just connect ourselves to the parampara, the knowledge given in parampara. And when we do that, our lives are perfected and we can help others also to perfect their lives. So in nutshell, what we discussed for today, first we discussed about how Lord Vishnu appeared in front of Prithu Maharaj, and he is giving now instructions. So four instructions given by Prithu Maharaj in verse number 13, and that are elaborated. So today's verse, how, why and how we should take care of citizens, that was discussed. And citizens will love you, anurakta lokah, and you will soon see great saints. Actually, Chatush Kumar, they will come and meet Prithu Maharaj later. So, Drashtasi Siddhan. So, three things Srila Prabhupada has mentioned. The purpose, the first was Varnashram system and the Krishna consciousness. We discussed how Varnashram system was established so that according to psychophysical nature of the person can advance in the process of Krishna consciousness. And the ultimate aim was Samsiddhi Haritoshanam. And second thing we discussed, that people have this fear that they don't want to come to Krishna consciousness process because they have this fear that we have to give up everything. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, that we can get rid of entanglement without leaving our positions. And we discussed the example of Arjuna, that he didn't give up, but rather he fought. And we gave another example of Kurma Brahmana, wherein Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him that you don't come with me, but Tane Sthitaha Shruti Gata, be where you are situated. Yar Dekha Tarakaha Krishna Upadesh Amaragya Guru Haiya Tari Desh. So become Guru. And do Naam Sankirtan wherever you are situated. That can be done by everyone in the entire world. And the third thing we discussed was what Srila Prabhupada gives the x-ray of the modern world, that how there are battles, how there are fratricidal wars, communal fights, and why it is so. Srila Prabhupada not only gives the x-ray that this is the disease, but Srila Prabhupada also tells us that this is the solution. And what is the solution? Srila Prabhupada says that scriptural injunctions. So when we live our life based on the scriptures, even the society can be in harmony, and we will also be in peace of mind and move a smooth, steady progress in our process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions, everyone?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. No question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the very, very nice class. It was very nice listening. The example of the X-ray as well. Very, very nice class, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So we can there are no questions.
Hare Krishna. Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji? Okay. So then we can end the call. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable
support.
Very beautiful class. We wish to hear from you again very, very soon. Thank you, Prabhuji. We can end the call. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patita Nam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Pyo Namo Namaha Ananta Kuru Ki Jai Shula Prabhu Pankhu Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai His Grace Krishna Dhana Prabhu Ki Jai Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.